News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, it's been over a decade in the making, but legislation to regulate the gambling industry in Ireland has passed the final stage in the Oireachtas last night. And James Brown, Junior Justice Minister, joins us on this morning. It's been a long time coming, Minister, but nonetheless, perhaps people might say better late than never. First of all, let's go through what's actually happening and what's changing by way of this legislation. Rules around advertising, how are they changing?
Yeah, so this is a very large piece of legislation, 270 sections, one of the largest that has been passed by this government. And it's also extremely complex. As you say, it has been a long time coming, and we kind of had to start from the beginning again 4 years ago because technology has changed so much, and we've brought in really comprehensive
It's moved
legislation.
From the bookies shops really to the online world. That's what you're referring to there. But the rules around, there's a lot to get through on this. So the rules around advertising.
So the rules around advertising is there's now a watershed in relation to advertising on both radio and television for gambling. So that's from 5:30 in the morning until 9 p.m. And then that there's also rules around advertising on social media and online as well. So we have a comprehensive piece around advertising. It's tied to the license. So anybody providing gambling activity will have to get a license from the new Gambling Regulatory Authority of Ireland. And anybody then in breach of the regulations around, for example, advertising could face serious fines, for example, up to €20 million or 10%
okay.
of their turnover.
So you have some, you're saying you have some teeth. Watershed on radio and television, what are the rules on social media? Are you putting some kind of a watershed on that? I imagine you can't.
No, it's you weren't able to do watershed, but what we have done is you have to opt in to get advertising online. So you shouldn't be seeing, say, pop-ups or mass advertising towards you. I've seen that myself when I was doing my own research into gambling. Suddenly my Facebook page, for example, was drowning in gambling advertisements. So you shouldn't see that once this legislation becomes operative.
So you'd have to opt in to see gambling. Okay, so there's a protective thing in terms of that. The new gambling regulator, the powers they have, you've mentioned there the power to fine up to 20 million or 10% of turnover. Other powers that they might have?
The ultimate power is to seek a prosecution and up to 7 years imprisonment. And that's in particular around any breaches around child protection measures that we've built into this legislation as well. So very serious powers, some of the most serious in Europe.
OK. And what child protection issues are you specifically referring to in terms of this gambling? Is underage gambling, basically, is it?
Yeah, so not having children working in the gambling industry, not targeting advertisements towards children, not allowing children onto the premises. So those types of just basically keeping children away from gambling.
Okay.
It's really important.
And will this legislation look at things like, within children's gaming, those boxes that children unlock that are that mimic, in a way, gambling and things like that? Has there been any attempt to address any of that?
Yeah, so they're often referred to as loot boxes.
Yeah.
Loot boxes can have a very wide remit. Some actually are very little difference to gambling. Some really don't have any reference to gambling at all. So it'll be up to Gambling Regulatory Authority of Ireland. If it's gambling, it will be covered. So gambling is kind of a definition of what gambling is.
And so some loot boxes may be caught up in this new legislation.
Certainly, if it meets the definition of gambling, it'll be caught up in it.
Tell me how this is going to affect the National Lottery.
So the National Lottery has its own bespoke legislation under the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform. It has its own regulator as well, so it won't be coming under this legislation. The National Lottery is also contracted out to a Canadian company, and I think the contract runs up to about 2028. You wouldn't be able to affect it anyway. So at the moment, that's continuing under its own legislation and under its own regulator with its own rules and protection measures they are under. But I wouldn't be surprised to see it eventually coming under the gambling legislation. But certainly for the moment, it's not.
Is there a reason why it's not? I mean, a huge amount of people between scratch cards and the lotto itself spend very big money on it. I understand that it generates money for the state, but that's hardly a valid argument.
No, so the National Lottery very much is gambling, and I think that has to be acknowledged. And some people do have a very real problem with gambling, with scratch cards, for example.
Yeah.
But as I say, it has its own legislation. There are protection measures in there. It has its own regulator already. So it's already an area that is very well regulated. So it's, at this stage in time, it wasn't really appropriate to bring it in under this legislation, especially when it's contracted out. So you would have serious contractual issues there as well, which would be a serious challenge. So I expect, I wouldn't be, as I say, surprised to see it eventually come under this legislation when that contract runs out. I think it needs to be looked at that point
okay.
in time. But,
so you're basically saying your hands are tied currently because of the contractual obligations. Can I ask you, because lots of people who listen to this show and this morning will be texting in to the cash machine that is run across the Bauer network of stations, the Go Loud network of stations, or indeed giveaways with premium text lines on things like RTE, on the Late Late Show, etc. They would have holiday competitions and things. How are they going to be affected by this?
So again, this legislation is comprehensive. If it's gambling, you will have to get a license under this legislation. So that would apply to those type of cash machines. You would have to apply to get a license from the Gambling Regulatory Authority of Ireland. But again, you know, through the same process as anybody else, you will still be able to run those cash machine type style games. But there will be a lot more restrictions around the advertisement piece around it.
Okay. And maybe lastly, the ESRI has come out and said that one in 10 people in this country, it seems an extraordinary figure, have problem gambling as an issue in their life, gambling that actually is harming them, harming their finances, harming their mental health. Do you believe that this legislation goes far enough to address that incredibly high figure, 10%? Do you believe that this is going far enough? Or I mean, it's been a long time coming. You would imagine we'd be getting it right at this point. Are you happy that this legislation will improve the lot of people who are problem gamblers, while I suppose still allowing people a certain amount of agency if they choose to have a flutter on things?
No, absolutely. I think the balance is struck here. This legislation comes from a public health perspective. That is what's motivated this legislation. So as well as regulating a 6 to 9 billion euro industry that is mostly unregulated at the moment, it's completely designed from a health perspective. So, for example, there's a levy that will be put onto the gambling industry to fund a social impact fund,
okay.
which in turn will fund education, training and treatment. Targeted inducements are banned. Credit card gambling is banned. And the regulator itself will have a lot of powers to make further regulations to tighten up.
So you're happy that this will address it. Maybe lastly, obviously, this has gone through along with social welfare bills, etc. All gearing up for an election very, very soon.
Well, one or the other, the election has to be held, the polling day has to be held by around the middle of March. So it's coming very soon, one way or the other, whether it's this side of Christmas or in the new year. It's, as I say, it's coming. And as somebody who grew up in politics, I'll always be ready for an election anyway. It can happen at any time.
Speaking of timelines, before I let you go, the measures being brought about by this legislation, are they going to be phased in? Or is there going to be a guillotine coming down on a certain date? Do we know yet how that's going to work for people?
So we already have the designated regulator in place. It'll take about a year to step up and get everything into place for everything to become live, because everything is tied to the licenses. So the licenses have to issue. But there will be a forewarning for the industry and anybody who needs a license.
So the next step is licensing people that are involved in this and take it from there. Look, thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is James Brown, Jr.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.